And verse 4. I perhaps should go back and read verse 1, 2, 3. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Everybody agrees. Say amen. You think he's done marvelous things this week? You think he's done marvelous things this week? You really think he's done marvelous things this week? Amen. A new song. Good to get a new one once in a while. It's good to revive the old ones even. Amen. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Woo. Amen. God's going to have victory. And somebody's going to be a part of it. Might as well be me and you, hadn't it? The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. How many seen it? Hold up your hand. Hold up your hand. Hold up your hand if you've seen the salvation. You got it? If you got it, you've seen it. Amen. Personal experience. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth. If all the earth is supposed to make a joyful noise, how about the church? If all the earth is supposed to make a joyful noise, how about the church? You're sleeping. If all the earth is supposed to make a joyful noise, how about the church? Better wake up. You're liable to miss something. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise. Did you hear what I said? Did anybody hear what? Who said that? See, there he's learning. Already you got to open your mouth and say amen. That's a new convert. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise. Make a loud noise. And rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of a psalm. With trumpets. And the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar. See, me like God likes noise. He said, let the sea roar. Amen. How about you? Amen. You roar about everything else. Roar a little for God. Huh? Amen. Well, I worship God in my heart. I'm not very expression. Amen. Let the dog run off with your favorite hunting boots. Amen. You roar a little then, won't you? Amen. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof and the world. Wait a minute. He said, let the world roar too. Did you hear what I read? Let sea roar and the world roar. And the world and they that dwell therein. We got anybody here that's not living on this world tonight? Everybody's living in this world. Hold up your hand. Amen. Some of you are still dead. Amen. You need your battery charged. Praise God. You're dead and don't know it. Amen. You haven't raised your hand. You haven't said amen. You haven't worshiped God since you came to church tonight. What are you, a mannequin? Amen. Hey, amen. He said, let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. If the world and they that dwell therein, if they're supposed to roar, how about the church? I said, how about the church? I think church ought to roar more, don't you? Amen. Don't you let the devil sell you that bill of goods that we got to worship God silently and that it's irreverent to worship God out loud. God likes things roaring. Huh? I said, God likes things roaring. I read it to you. Amen. He said, let the floods clap their hands. Well, if the saints won't clap their hands, he'll send some floods. Maybe they will. Huh? Amen. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Amen. Got any hillbillies here tonight? Amen. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity. I'd like to preach tonight on turn your praise loose. Amen. Everybody that goes away from the highway of holiness, they come back with a testimony something like this. Amen. It's good to be in other churches, but there's none like the highway of holiness. Hey, if you were there, you ought to took a little bit of the highway of holiness with you. I mean, if nobody was shouting, nobody was clapping, and everybody was sitting there with their teeth clamped together except you, praise God, you ought to have been making so much racket that everybody turn around and look at you. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, we've been cowed long enough. It's time, amen, we come out of the kinks. Can you say amen? I'm a little bit tired of preachers wanting people to back them, and then when they sit back, they got the tuck head and quiet as a mouse. Amen. When somebody else up preaching. Praise God. Well, glory to God. Amen. I'm talking about turn your praise loose, brother. I read it in the Bible. Listen to the 100th Psalm. Amen. Where should we turn our praise loose? Fourth verse of the 100th Psalm. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Sister came to church one night late in Louisville. I was preaching before they moved to church over where Brother Bruce Cole is now, built a new church. Amen. I was preaching, Brother Arvis Swafford, I guess it was. Amen. The sister came to church late and the service already going, and she shouted right in the door. Shouted right down the aisle. Amen. That's the way to enter his courts. If you ain't backslid, you need to enter his courts with praise. Amen. If you are backslid, you need to enter his courts with praise anyhow. Amen. You need to enter his courts with prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. How you enter his gates with thanksgiving? You say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Loud. Do it loud. Amen. We got a whole new generation coming up in church. Amen. They're couch potatoes. They've sat and been entertained for so long that they go to church for the same thing. To be entertained. Amen. And they go to church and they... when they come to pray at the altar, that ain't praying. You can beat that. Praise God. Saved 20 years, been going to church 20 years and can't get any further. Get your mouth open and say, oh God! Get with it. Praise God. Amen. Say, ouch, oh me, or something. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise in the Lord, all the earth, and make a loud noise. How many know how to make a loud noise? Sure, Josh knows how to make a loud noise everywhere but in church. Even he makes such a loud noise, Mom and Dad both have to call him down. Amen. Play the radio so loud, play music so loud. Amen. He gets to church. You can't pray through that way. You got to get with it. Amen. Amen. Sorry, Josh. Amen. Amen. Just using you for a bouncing board. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is the will of God. Amen. Somebody said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Fully. If God says it one time, it's established. Baloney. All God got to say is one time. Balderdash. Nonsense. All God got to say is one time. When he says it good and clear, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. The world said, I don't believe in all that noise, bunch of liars. Amen. Every last one of them believes in noise at the football game. They believe in noise at the baseball game. They believe in noise at the basketball game. Amen. It's just at church. They'll even make noise at the theater and in front of the TV set. If you don't watch them, they'll be getting involved. Amen. Yes, sir. Billy Graham said, for what it's worth, amen, he said, we've played out our emotions at the ball game, amen, and at the theater, and when we get to church, we don't have anything left for God. Hey, some of you must be played out. You don't have nothing for God. Amen. Boy, you can talk about everything in the world outside the church. Amen. Boy, Jesus, you know, he was just all the time getting harlots saved. He was just all the time getting crooks saved. That's what them publicans was, as crooks. Amen. He was just all the time going to eat with sinners. Amen. And a friend of publicans and harlots. Amen. And some folks talked about him for it. They talked about him right to him. They talked about him while he was preaching. Amen. And he said, yes. Amen. He said, you bunch of hypocrites. Amen. The publicans and harlots are going to outrun you if you don't watch it. Amen. We got a bunch of saints that's half backslid and cowed by the devil. They can't get their head up. They come to church with their lip dragging so low that you can roll out a biscuit on it. Amen. And bless your heart. Amen. The publicans and harlots, the sinners and the adulterers come in and get saved. And if you don't watch out, they'll outrun you. Amen. Said the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom before you. Amen. Come on, you self-righteous scandal. Amen. Glory to God. If you really got the goods, get with it. If you really got the goods, show it. If you really got the goods, demonstrate it. If you really got anything to give the world, amen, I want to hear some of it here. Amen. I want you to get the tuckhead, amen, cured. I want you to get your mouth open. Amen. I want you to learn to worship God. The Bible said, Brother Collins, service is not, it's kind of dead when you're not here. You know why? It's because I'm loud. Amen. And everybody else has got tuck head. Everybody else has got shut mouth. They can't get their mouth open. They can't get their vocal cords tuned up. Amen. It's amen. Hallelujah. Or you need video for this. Or you really need video for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hey, what happened to you? Did you not profit by our example? Did you not learn to say amen? Did you not learn to back the service? Amen. Did you not learn to back the preachers? I don't like the preacher. I don't like service. I don't like the way they do things down there. Amen. Well, do you like God? Do you like Jesus? Do you like the Lord? Amen. Hey, amen. It may be good to sit and read your Bible while everybody else is worshiping God. Amen. But you need to worship once in a while. Amen. Yeah, you might get some good out of the Bible, sitting and reading the Bible. What's wrong? You know why some people don't worship God? They're too lazy. You got to work at it. Amen. And they've ginned out in the world. They've ginned out all their energy in the pursuits of pleasure. Amen. In the haunts of this world. Amen. And they ain't got anything left for God. Amen. Say amen. I can't hear you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you, I haven't heard your heart yet. Say amen.
Amen.
Said everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. You got any breath? You got any breath? You better use it. The Lord will take that breath away from you. Just one breath from the grave. You better use it to praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, some of you don't worship God when you come to church. I'm tired of it. Some of you preachers sit like a mouse when nobody else is preaching. Amen. You can't get with it. Or you can get with your favorite preacher. Well, is Jesus your favorite preacher? Do you like Jesus? Do you want to shine a light for Him? You want to reflect His glory? Amen. Where should I praise the Lord? Enter His gates with thanksgiving. It's the will of God. You all know the will of the Lord for your life. Amen. Here it is. Amen. Make a joyful noise to the Lord all the earth and make a loud noise. If you don't do that, no use seek anything else. If you don't do that, forget it. I mean, if you're Pentecostal and you're a preacher, claim to be a preacher, amen, and you ain't got no more fire than that, why are you going to preach? You going to cut this chapter out of the Bible? Amen. If you're a Sunday school teacher and you can't get with it, you can't hardly worship God, you can't hardly get tuned up, oh, I know. You leave it to Princess to do the praising. Amen. Because she'll do enough for three or four. But she can't do yours. She can't do yours. Come on, squeeze out a amen. It won't kill you. Come on, squeeze out a hallelujah. It'd be better to die with a hallelujah on your breath than a lot of other stuff. Squeeze out a hallelujah. Amen. When you get to the altar, squeeze a whole bunch of them out. Hey, it's God's will that you bring a whole bushel of hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, amen, and a loud noise, a whole bushel of them, and just sprinkle them around where they'll do the most good. If the highway of holiness dies, it'll be because you died. If the highway of holiness goes down because you went down. If the highway of holiness ceases to worship God, it's because you was an expert on everything else and everybody else. Man, you talk 90 miles an hour. The gossip machine didn't like a grinder as long as you was living. Amen. But when you got to church, it was... You need video for that. Amen. Did you ever see Church of Christ people go to church? They all look like that. I'm going to go to church. You ever see these non-tithing holiness folks that don't believe much of anything, don't believe pastors much of anything, they go to church like that? They're afraid somebody's going to get in their pocketbook. Amen. Ain't got time. Hey, if you're living for God and you caught up on your tithes and offerings, you got a right to praise the Lord. I said, if you're living for God and you caught up on your tithes and offering, you got a right to praise God. Hey, some of us, if we ain't careful, amen, the God robbers will outrun us. If we ain't careful, those that steal from God will outpraise us. Hey, amen, I don't let somebody outrun me. It's not living right. Amen. We think because the charismatics are praising God, we're not supposed to. Baloney, we started it. They learned it from us. Amen. Only with them it's a learned thing, and with us it's spontaneous. Hey, it's the Lord's will that you worship, that you praise Him. Loud. Say loud. Say loud, loud. That's better. Amen. Amen. Some of you still ain't got with it. Amen. Hallelujah. I gave Mike a good verse the other night. Amen. 107th Psalm. Amen. But there's another one real close to it that the Lord gave me for somebody else, and I don't know who it is. Amen. But the 107th Psalm is filled with deliverance and good thing. Amen. But he said in the 109th Psalm, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Amen. Now, I don't care what anybody says about me. It just makes them look bad. But the trouble is, you're going to get in trouble with God. You talk about the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. They compass, he's talking about Judas here. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. I ain't done nothing but good to anybody at the highway. Some of them I did good to, and they insulted me. As bad as I've ever been insulted in my life by refusing the good that I did for them. I even give the children candy, and even a lot of older folks that's got bad breath. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't done nothing but good to anybody. For my love, they are my adversaries. But I gave myself unto prayer. They've rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou wicked man over him and let Satan stand at his right hand. This is what God thinks about every betrayer, about every Judas in the rank and file of the church of the living God. God is praying against him. You don't have nothing good to say about Judas. He said, when he shall be judged, let him be condemned. Let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Peter quoted that very verse when they replaced him in Acts chapter 1. Amen. His bishopric, let another take. Amen. Let the children be fatherless and his wife a widow. This is God praying against everybody that's a betrayer in the church of the living God. Which you rather be? A betrayer or a praiser? Amen. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. I'm telling you, God gave me another chapter for somebody that might be sitting right in this church tonight. All you got to do is have your heels in the ground, your foot on the brake when God's trying to move. Amen. Amen. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, neither let there be any favor to his fatherless children. Boy, that's bad, isn't it? That's bad. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. You better get down to business with God. Amen. Some need to pray through. It ain't prayed good yet. You're not prayed very deep yet. You're not got down to business with God yet. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man. That was Jesus. Amen. When Mary poured that ointment of spikenard on his feet, Judas said, ought not this have been sold and given to the poor? He didn't care anything. The Bible said he didn't care anything about the poor. If he'd have cared anything about the poor, he wouldn't have persecuted Jesus. Amen. He loved cursing. Ooh, look out. You're in bad shape when you love cursing more than you love praise. So let it come to him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. Hey, this is a reciprocal thing. You bless somebody, you'll be blessed. You bless somebody else, it'll come back to you. Amen. He clothed himself with cursing. Instead of praises, he clothed himself with cursing. Oh, he went to church. But behind the scenes, he's yow, 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 yow. I know, yow, 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 yow. Amen. Behind the scenes on the telephone, don't look at them. Amen. Because you've been talking to them on the telephone lately. Amen. And the Lord done discerned you out tonight. Just keep your head hung down. Amen. Praise God. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, like oil to his bones. You know what happened to Judas? The rope broke. Fell down the mountain, and his bowels gushed out like water, like oil. Amen. I'll take the way of the Lord, won't you? I believe I'd rather praise him, wouldn't you? I believe I'd rather have the blessing, wouldn't you? Amen. I believe I'll take the touch of God, wouldn't you? Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Let your praise be turned loose. It's God's will, because God said it. Don't wait for somebody else to praise him. You take the initiative and praise God when you come to church. Whole basket full of them, remember? John Sullivan had a little syndicated article on Barb the Advocate, and he sent it to some other newspapers in the mountains and syndicated it. Pinkerton Q. Sassafras says, full of misspelled words, no punctuation. Amen. And he said Minibel, that was his wife, told him he needed to use more punctuation in his writing. And he said at the end of the article, he put down a whole bunch of periods, question marks, colon, semicolon, exclamation points. He said, I thought I'd throw in a few extra here and let you all sprinkle them around where they do the most good. Amen. That's the way I want you to come to church. You like the way Highway of Holiness worships? Amen. Then take the lead wherever you go. Amen. Be a light wherever you go. Don't sit around cowed and with a shut mouth. Let them turn around and look at you while you pat your foot and clap your hand and holler hallelujah, amen, and glory. Don't wait for somebody else. Don't be bashful. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. Don't be cowed. And don't be conned. The devil will tell you all kinds of things. Hey, God gave you that breath to praise God with. I don't care who you are and what your name is and how reserved you are. And how bashful you are. Amen. I know you're bashful till the house catches on fire Amen. And you can't get out. And then you just get your mouth open and cry, help! Somebody help! You're bashful till the boat sinks. Amen. And you can't swim. And just before you go down the third time, you holler, help! Somebody help! I'm drowning! Amen. Some of you still, amen, just as mousy as you can be tonight. Cat's got your tongue. Amen. I've been watching you. He's had it for a long time. Amen. You need to pray for a miracle and get it back. You need to get down to business with God. Some of you's preaching, trying to. Amen. You need to get down to business with God and get it back. Praise God. You need to get some fire. Hallelujah. Don't be conned by the devil. It's God's will to praise Him. It's God's will to worship. It's God's will to glorify God. Because the Bible said, quench not the Spirit. Now how do you quench the Spirit? It's when you come to church and don't praise Him. It's when you come to church and don't turn your praise loose. Amen. It's when you come to church and you don't worship. You sit there like you're watching TV. You'd like to switch the channel, but you haven't got any remote. Amen. Hallelujah. Your remote's broke. Amen. So you got to listen to this. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Quench not the Spirit. What? Spirit of what? Spirit of doing what? Sitting there with your mouth shut, doing nothing, like the Quakers that went and sat there and wouldn't do anything till the Spirit moved them. Amen. At least they moved sometime. When they did move, it shook the whole house. Hallelujah. Some folks haven't moved in 6 months. Amen. Enough to shake anything. Praise God. Hey, he said a new song. Ooh, glory to God. I like that. I like a new song. And I like the old songs with new enthusiasm. Hey, what do you think about it? Let's start out. From this point on, when we enter His gates, let's enter it with thanksgiving. With a basket full of hallelujahs. A basket full of praise the Lord. When you come to the altar, amen, don't just lay there on the altar like a bunch of wet clothes hanging over a porch rail. Praise God, praise God. I know it's work to praise God. I know it takes energy to praise God. I know it kills out the flesh to praise God. And most of us need the flesh killed out so bad, we need to praise Him a whole bunch. Amen. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. How do you enter His gates with thanksgiving? You come in the door saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the wind. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for another day. Thank you for every breath. You can think of something to praise Him about. Come on, admit it. If you can't praise Him, you're backslid on the Bible. You're backslid from the will of God. If you can't praise Him, you're backslid and won't admit it. And you need to repent. You need to repent of not praising Him. Amen. Well, I don't think you ought to come to church, amen, and be a parrot just praising God all the time. I wish all them blank spaces out there was filled with parrots praising God. Anybody that would praise God and glorify God. Hallelujah. Enter His courts with thanksgiving. Amen. And He said, bless the Lord. Amen. Bless His name. Praise God. I mean, if you want a blessing, bless the Lord. If you want to be exalted, exalt the Lord. Amen. How many like to have a blessing? Well, are you willing to bless something or somebody? It's a reciprocal thing. If you won't bless the Lord, is He obligated to bless you? Huh? You want somebody to lay hands on you and cast the devil out of you every service so you can bless the Lord? Hey, you ought to do it voluntarily, and you don't have to have the devil cast out of you every time you come to church. You want somebody to lay hands on you, amen, so you can get loose and bless the Lord, amen. What in the world have you done that the devil got such a hold on you, amen, that you can't bless the Lord? You've been committing adultery? Well, be honest with God, He'll forgive you. Been reading Playboy magazine? Amen. If you're honest with God, you can get rid of it and He'll forgive you. Been watching the wrong stuff on the tube? Amen. You can quit, get forgiveness, praise God, if you'll ask God to forgive you. Amen. Again and again, He said, I paid my vows unto the Lord. Amen. I mean, brother, if we get anywhere with God, sooner or later, we're going to have to make God some promises and keep them. Why do we have to make vows? Because we won't commit any other way. We've got to say, Lord, I'll give it up. Amen. For your glory. Lord, I'll lay it down. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll give up what you want me to give up. Amen. Lord, I'll obey if you'll just bless me. And we got to pay our vows. Amen. Maybe that's the reason some folks come to church like so many mice. Can't praise God. Can't worship God. You made vows that you didn't keep. You made pledges that you didn't pay. Amen. And so it's got your blessing. You wonder why in the world things happen. Hey, you're going to have a battle at the very best.